Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking China with Don Close of Rabobank in just a moment.
Superior Livestock presents the Week in the Rockies, July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, offering 260,000 head. Monday features southern weaned calves and calves on cows, as well as bred stock. Tuesday we're selling Holsteins, as well as yearling steers and heifers from throughout the U.S. Wednesday kicks off 3 days of outstanding northern calves, offering weaned calves on cows from Montana, North and South Dakota, Eastern Wyoming, and Nebraska. Thursday features weaned calves and calves on cows from Colorado, New Mexico, and Western Wyoming. The week wraps up on Friday featuring weaned calves and calves on cows from Utah, Idaho, Oregon, and California. Superior Livestock Auction presents the Week in the Rockies, July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Contact Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
800-422-2117 or superiorlivestock.com.
China is a point of frustration for the U.S. beef cattle producer as it's one of the holdout countries regarding mad cow disease, or BSE. BSE was discovered in the United States back in 2003. We've had just a handful of cases, and the World Animal Health Body has said that U.S. beef is safe. But the Chinese continue to ban our U.S. beef because of those previous cases of BSE. U.S. trade officials have been trying to get China to lift the ban, but with little success to this point. That doesn't mean that China's not getting U.S. beef. Thousands of tons of U.S. beef being transshipped apparently through Hong Kong into mainland China. Don Close with Rabobank says that is a point of frustration right now, especially due to the fact that they're doing deals with other countries, including Brazil.
Exactly. They have, say, the beef trade with Australia. They have the negotiations on the live animal trade, and they have a trade agreement with Brazil. Boy, you said it all. If we're the U.S. is ever going to really be a player in that Chinese trade, we're going to have to come to resolves with the trade disparity that the U.S. has with China on or in regards to beef.
Don Close points out that China is not a part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal at this point. However, during the push to get Congress to approve Trade Promotion Authority, the administration often tried to link China to the TPP.
While it's far from official, and I think it was part of the salesmanship in trying to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership through Congress, but the president did openly talk about China at least sending out feelers on the possibility of being a part of that Trans-Pacific Partnership. Given the size of that trade agreement and the geographic area it covers, I wouldn't in any way over time be surprised to see China become more of that TPP fold.
Don Close with Rabobank, he says the bottom line for the U.S. cattle industry is that at some point we're going to find a way to get official trade reopened with the Chinese. In the meantime, though, thousands of tons of U.S. beef continue to be shipped apparently through Hong Kong. The U.S. exported more than 154,000 metric tons of beef and beef products to Hong Kong last year, up nearly 19% over the previous year. The volume that goes in from the United States to Hong Kong is more than all of the beef consumed in Hong Kong, and there's other countries also sending a good bit of beef into the Hong Kong marketplace. It's likely that a good bit of that beef is ending up in China as their growing middle class is demanding more high-protein food. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.